see your busy schedule to join me here on the teleclass today. And my name is Carla McNeil, and you can reach me directly at Carla at Retire with Carla, that's RetireWithCarla.com. And if you would like to ask a question during the teleclass and you are too shy to speak up, then please do send me an email, and hopefully I will get it on time, get in time to be able to include it in the teleclass. So, as always, I am looking for 2 to 5 people who are looking for change, who want to work in a team environment, and who are willing to make a difference in this world. Because today I want to talk about expect miracles daily. What do you got to lose? Really, what do you have to lose? Changing your mind can change your life. And I personally have found switching from the humdrum everyday bit of commuting back and forth to a job and moving out and building businesses and myself changing my mind to change my life and learning to program myself to expect miracles daily. Because how are you changing? Do you know that you are where you are because of you? Just like I was where I was because of me. You are where you are because of you. In yourself, you must develop that expectation. You've got to change your habits in order to change your life. Because if you don't like where you are right now, you are the one that is responsible for making the change and stepping out and doing something different. Because we all know that nobody else is going to do it for us. If we want something different in our life, even if it's just if we want to go down to Starbucks and have a coffee, most likely we are going to have to go and get that coffee ourselves. We have to take the action. Great quote by Thomas Jefferson. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. So the attitude that we need is expecting miracles daily. I expect a miracle to happen every day. Just the fact that I am here in Lake Tahoe with Laurel Langemeyer is a miracle from what my life used to be like. I love the way my mind works now. Now, granted, sure, like you, I still have some foibles and things to get over, and it's a learning process. We all get over them. Because everything we do is changing. The whole universe is it's impermanent. The universe changes. Things and events are constantly coming and going in your life and my life. I wasn't in your life last year. I wasn't doing this teleclass last year. Things are constantly changing, coming into our life, going away from our life, and nothing is permanent. And there's nothing that anyone can do to change this. Nothing. I just had a very, very good example of nothing is permanent. I'm a dog owner. I do not have children, but I have 2 big dogs, and I love my dogs dearly. And one of my dogs always comes with me everywhere, and she passed away 3 days ago, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. But nothing is permanent, and I, of course, in 2 days, that's a basket case, getting over it and getting myself to realize that we gave Vetter the best possible life that we could. But it's time for a change. She lived for 10 years. She was a large dog. She lived past the expectation of her breed, and she had a wonderful life. She lived with us, but things change. And now we need to move on, and nothing you or I can do to stop that change. People will come and go in our life all the time. Our pets will come and go in our life all the time. We're always getting new people in and other people leaving. And whether that change is just simply that your friends are no longer your friends, they've moved away, they're moving on to different experiences that are different than yours, that all happens. That's a shift, the ebb and the tide, pardon me, the ebb and the flow of the tide. We come and go. The speed of this change is increasing. Stop and think of where you are today versus where you were 5 years ago, and how you are using different tools and different things in your life now than you were 5 years ago. Guess what? Because the speed of change is increasing, you also need to pick up the speed that you are changing. You need to pick up your pace. We all need to take a look at what we're doing. Can we do it differently? Do we want change in our life? Do we want those different habits, those success habits? Do we want to expect miracles daily? I know I certainly do. The miracle today for me is just simply being here in Lake Tahoe. It is an awesome experience being here at Laurel Langemeyer's Big Table number 51. So one of the things that you need to do in order to expect miracles daily in your life is you need to create the habits. You need to create the habits that will allow you to have the mindset of expecting miracles daily. And in order to create those habits, you've got to practice. You've got to program your own nervous system. Just like programming a computer, you've got to repeat yourself. You've got to do it over and over again. You've got to be consistent. And because the speed of change is increasing, you and I also have to pick up the pace. You've got to be able to believe that you can do it. You've got to have that faith in yourself that you can do it. And I know you can. Because I did it. I went from a very negative thinker into being a very positive thinker. It is changing the habits. Practicing, 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 practicing. And believing in myself and having the faith and the understanding that, yes, I can do it. And I know that if I can do it, so can you. You are no different than me. You got 24 hours in a day, two arms, two legs, a brain. You're a human being. And being a human being gives you that right to do whatever you want to do, to make those changes, to create those habits. Let me put it this way. If you're the one who needs improvement, you are also the one who's going to have to make it happen. How are you going to do that? I have chosen teachers. I have had many teachers along the way, many coaches, many mentors. Right now in my life, Laura Langemeyer is one of them, along with John DeLemmy. I have other teachers that are coming and going in my life right now, just like the ebb and the flow of the tide. But even with the help of a teacher, it's you that has to implement his or her suggestions, his or her instructions. And if you're messed up in some way, how are you going to do that? Creating the habits to allow you to take the steps you need to take on a daily basis find a mentor, find a coach. There are hundreds of mentors and coaches out there. So you want to find someone who has done what you want to do. Do you want to build a business? Do you want to have the financial freedom? Do you want to be the person who expects miracles daily? If that's what you want, go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and number, and I'll give you a call. We'll find out whether or not this is what's right for you. Not everybody wants the same thing. Thank goodness, the world would be pretty boring if everybody was the same. So you need to create those habits that are going to allow you to create miracles daily. Next, you gotta relax. You gotta relax. I know this is what I have difficulty with. You must be peaceful about it. Relaxing or being peaceful can't happen by force. You can't exert your will to relax or be peaceful. Just like someone can't say, well, be spontaneous right now. So you need to be in a space where you can allow yourself to relax. And part of being able to do that is to have the faith in yourself, number one, and number two, in whoever you choose to follow. And I want that to be me. I want that to be me. I want you to go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and number, and we'll see. Because relaxing allows other people to come into your life. It allows other things to come into your life. When you are relaxed, you're also allowing your brain to bring to you the thoughts and ideas of things that will take you forward. I know for me, becoming very peaceful and very relaxed was something that I really had to work on. I remember my sister Dawn saying to me about 5 or 6 years ago, my goodness, can't you sit still for 5 minutes yet? You're over 40 years old. You should be able to do that by now. But I couldn't. So I had to find a mentor and a coach that allowed me to do that, to relax and become peaceful. And I did that through meditation. And I tried meditation a number of years before and it didn't work. And now I use center point meditation. It works very well for me. Personally, I call it the lazy man's meditation. If you're interested, go to center point. Take a look. If you have that issue of not being able to relax and not being able to be peaceful within yourself, then that may be something that will work for you. Check it out. My sister Dawn now laughs, but her asking me that question prompted such a response and has changed my life. So you're going to break some habits, create some new habits. You're going to relax, be peaceful, and then you got to stretch yourself. It's like, ooh, how do I stretch myself and get rid of those fear-destroying habits? Because really, the fear does only exist. And one of the things that Laurel Langemeyer talked about today, which really resonated well with me, is when you feel the fear, just recognize it, that you are heading to something great. It's something different. It's something new. That's why that instinctive fear clicks in. But you, like the old Nike commercial, you just do it anyway. Stretching yourself, moving into something different, is what will allow you to take your life to the next level. Because you are personally responsible for your results, just like I am personally responsible for my adult results. If you wish success in life, make perseverance your bosom friend. Experience your wise counselor, caution your elder brother, and hope your guardian genius, to quote by Joseph Addison. And it's so true. Perseverance is critical. I know that in the world of multi-level marketing, most people don't make it past 6 months. 97% of people who move into the business quit. I'm not one of those quitters. There's perseverance. Perseverance is what will take you forward. You find your passion, you find your why, and you move forward. I am so glad that I have been persistent in my life. It has made a huge impact. I have learned. I have grown. I got a great, great positive reinforcement here at this event in Lake Tahoe about my leadership skills, being able to share, being able to provide support to other people, and it just blew me away. So, number one, you want to break the habit that are not allowing you success in your life. You've got to get rid of those. You must relax and be peaceful. It's no fun going through life all stressed and tensed out. It's just no fun. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your mental. And number three, you need to stretch yourself. Yeah. Because if you wanted to be where you, to get where you want to go, you're going to have different habits than you do right now. Because if you had the habits you needed, you would already be there. You would definitely already be there. So tonight's call is a little shorter than normal. So I would like to open up the call again. Four questions. Do we have any questions or comments out there this evening?
Hey, Connor.
Well, hello.
Can you, you said you'll never get where you want to go until you get rid of the habits that are stopping you.
Right.
Do you have any suggestions on how to do that?
Well, it depends on the habit. What's the habit that you have that you want to stop?
Oh, there's lots of habits I need to stop.
Just let's start with one.
Procrastination is a good one.
Procrastination? One of the great ways for procrastination is to set yourself a daily goal. And set yourself a daily goal of something that is small to begin with. So it could just simply be, tomorrow I am going to, oh, there's some of mine. Tomorrow I am going to write for 5 minutes. That's all I have to do, just write for 5 minutes. I don't have to create the whole article. I'm just going to write for 5 minutes. So what you're doing is you're breaking the habit down so that you're doing it in smaller chunks, because many times what happens with procrastination is that we kind of get stuck like a deer in headlights and don't know what to do because there's always so much to do.
Yep.
Yeah. So when you break it down into smaller chunks and just one tiny little bit, and then you know what you do? You celebrate the success that you did it. Is that helpful?
Okay. Yeah, that goes back to what John was kind of saying of cleaning up the clutter in your office or your construction zone.
Oh, totally.
So about 15 minutes to say.
Yeah, if that's one of the things, then you don't even have to start with 15. Start with 5. Clean up a little bit of that for 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Great, thanks for the question. Any other questions or comments out there this evening? Well, I'd like to thank you very much for joining in today's terrific Tuesday teleclass. It has been a pleasure here up in one of Laurel's empty conference rooms conducting this one. And I definitely look forward to hearing from you in the future. And please let your friends and family know about the podcast of the Terrific Tuesday Teleclass, and we'll have a lot more people online in the future. So if you have any questions between now and next Tuesday, you can send them to Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's R-E-T. IREWITHCARLA.com, and have an absolutely fabulous week. Thank you.